And the remarkable thing about water, you see, is, well, I was going to use the word fluid, how fluid and adaptable it is. Right now, I have water in this cup, and it's the shape of a cup. Isn't that remarkable? It's still water, and when I drink it, it still tastes like water, but when I look at it, it actually looks like the cup. And if I took this water and I poured it out on the rug, which I won't do, but I could. I'm not doing it because the camera can't see it. Otherwise, I would so you could see it. But imagine, I pour it out on the rug, and it, all of a sudden, wow, look at that. The water looks like rug. But it would still be water. If I squeezed it out of the rug and looked at it, it would still be water. It would not have changed its essential nature. But water has this capacity to adapt to whatever, without losing itself. You see, it has the earth element. It knows who it is, but it's able to just move and go wherever it needs to go and engage in those surroundings to the extent that it even can sort of look like them a little bit. But it never loses itself. There's an expression in America, at least, called wishy-washy, which means that you just don't have any grounding. And so you want to be flowing, that's the positive side, but you don't want to become wishy-washy, because then a whole lifetime passes and you've gotten nowhere. You've just run in circles like this. Now, the other aspect that the water chakra gives us is it gives us creative stimulation. It gives us variety in our lives. And when we have that creative understanding grounded in true principles, which is my creativity comes from the ever new joy of God, and my enjoyment of life is the ever new joy of God, it, at any moment, inwardly, the wellspring of divine understanding is always renewing itself. But if that creativity is not properly directed, it becomes restless, and it often becomes sensual. And this is where the second chakra's relationship to sexuality comes in, that we're just always looking outward for something new and exciting to experience, because we haven't grounded ourselves in true principles and then learned to use that creativity inwardly and upwardly directed to be the receptacle for artistic and intellectual creativity, and the receptacle for spiritual creativity. So we seek it in life experiences. And again, we can't settle down. We can't settle down in our relationships, our profession, our studies. We're always looking for something else. That's the restless side of water. That's the restless side of the river, that instead of flowing straight to the sea, it's just sort of a little eddy out this way and a little whirlpool out this way and a little puddle over here. And it's always kind of seeking something other. And this is where earth and water work together.